State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Good, Scott. How are you guys doing?
Well, we are all right. No complaints. Inside work, no heavy lifting. You know, it's kind of like what you guys do. But, you know, yesterday we talked to State Representative Rainey, and he was discussing how this is a legislature that may not pass a lot of legislation. That's true. But kind of the way that the doorstop is happening this year is a little bit different than in years past. Kind of tell me the feelings over there in Austin right now.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, you're from a limited government side, you're like, this is great. We're doing what we promised, not passing a lot of bills. But the way it's happening is, you know, you're almost embarrassed to be a part of it. Is that fair? I mean, it's, you know, words that my colleagues are using is disgusting, the lack of respect amongst the members and the body and for the process. You know, as you run around the building, you run into a staffer or a lobbyist that's been here for 25, 30 years, they're in tears because the process is breaking down. And, you know, it looks like Congress, and that is something we never wanted to have in Texas. Our legislature is made up of the House is made up of 150 members from all across the state, and we need to get along and figure out what's best for our constituents and our counties. And the place that happens is on the local and consent calendar. A local bill affects your district, and that bill ought to have a ride through this process to help the folks back home.
Sure. Certainly.
And that got blown up last week, and you know, we're going to have an opportunity to see what happens tomorrow. We've got one more local and consent calendar, and the fireworks could happen again, so I would love to be able to talk to you Saturday morning and Monday morning.
Yeah. Now, the House is scheduled to take up the property tax bill today, and that, of course, that could end up being the very thing that puts you into a special session type situation.
You know, and that got set for today to help avoid a special session. That was the hopes. And then yesterday, there was a press conference from the Senate side, and they drew a thick line in the sand over Senate Bill 2 and the bathroom bill. And so I don't know if it's going to help us avoid a special. We're still apart on the budget as well. I think the conferees are working towards amending and fixing and agreeing. They still disagree on the use of the Economic Stabilization Fund. So, you know what? I guess if my wife's not listening, you know, honey, I may not be home in July.
Well, and again, I know that I think State Senator Schwertner felt optimistic about it, that there may be a situation where we can come up with a hybrid where we do take a little money out of the Economic Stabilization Fund, not as much maybe as the House wants to, but they seem to be talking about it. It's just a matter of whether or not this bathroom bill, some really socially conservative issues, seem to be stopping government from being able to get the job.
Right, and then it goes back to the governor. He's got to make the call, and did we put him in a position to make that call? I'm going to disagree. We've taken care of the key emergency items, Economic Stabilization Fund we can use to pay our debt. I think we all agree on that. The senators, though, on the Republican side, signed a letter saying they will not use it. So, you know, they kind of tied their hands early. And so it's hard for them to go back on their word. You know, that's why in government, you've got to play the game through the end. So we've got till May 29th. Let's not sign any letters. Let's not hobble ourselves. We've got an obligation to the people of Texas and the people we represent to do what's right and keep this budget process. And that, I mean, we've got to set a budget for 2 years. That's the only thing we've got to do. Let's do everything in our power to get that budget set and move the ball down the road and take care of our people.
Man, let's hope it happens. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us on Thursdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Hope for a good outcome, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Look forward to it, Scott. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You too.